This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, today what we're going to do, friends, is get back to what we couldn't do on Saturday, which was interesting because I noticed we were trying to go back and forth. We'd play audio, but nobody was hearing it on my live chat. Well, interestingly enough, to find after the show, what it does is it brings up everything that was going on during the show, but it won't do that during live time for some reason or another. But what was interesting is I seen that YouTube actually went to Wikipedia to tag some issues with the vaccine, the vaccine debates, the controversy around vaccinations. They took the time to post that to my page, which, you know, I didn't know that they had the right to just go ahead and take my content and do what they will with it, and undermining my content at will, because they've been doing this for a long time, and quite frankly, we're all tired of it, I know. But we're going to get back to that in just a couple of minutes, and I want to get to a part two, let's call it. Those who engage in anti-vaccine efforts, Bill Gates said they're the ones that are killing the children. When the opposite is true. And I'm going to get to some audio to expose the lies of Bill Gates once more. As a matter of fact, friends, now that I'm saying that, I just have to ask the question, what is it going to take for the American people to realize that they've been lied to? I mean, how many times have they been now exposed for the CDC changing statistics and stats concerning deaths and who's died from COVID-19, who hasn't, so on and so forth? How many times do they need to be caught lying with their hand on the smoking gun before the American people realize that they're being lied to? But I know a lot of people are just going to go along with it regardless to their own demise because they say that there's nothing to do or that they can do. You just keep going on with your bad self and look at your kids while you're doing that because you're the worst of men, just to remind you of your present state. That's why you need to repent, Acts 20, verse 21. But, friends, we're going to get to this in just a couple of minutes. And, again, I got some audio here I need to play for you. But before I do that, I wanted to get over to something that was just right in front of my face. Oh, yeah, there it is. I want to say Happy Labor Day to everybody. I hope you're enjoying your holiday vacation, because I'm not. And I just look at Monday as being another day to get to work, right? The Lord said that we're to work 6 days and we're to rest on the seventh day. And I guess I just take him for face value because he's not a man that he should lie. But does anybody know what Labor Day is all about? Well, I just looked it up just a couple minutes ago to give you the specifics concerning the history of Labor Day. Labor Day is the first Monday in September, and it's a creation of the labor movement and is dedicated to the social and economic achievements of American workers. Oh, okay. Gotcha. So we take that day off. How does that work? I don't know. A lot of people are doing it, though, right? It constitutes a yearly national tribute to the contributions workers have made to the strength, prosperity, and the well-being of our country. So therefore, we take that day off. Okay, just wanted to tell that to all my listeners today. By the way, if you want to check us out live, friends, you can do that. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I want to give you a heads up. Next week, we are going to be in Michigan once again. We're going to be on the Capitol stairs on the 17th from 10 to 2 p.m. on the 17th of September during the Second Amendment rally there in Michigan. I'm looking forward to that. My new friend, Scott Coriel, we're going to have him on the radio again during the end of the week here. But again, we're going to be there next week and up and coming. I know we're going to be in Texas in February. We're rolling forwards, friends. We're not rolling over and playing dead. We're to occupy till he comes. That's exactly what we're doing. And I'm saying all this to remind you that if you want to book us at any time, you can. That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. And if you want to know who we are and what it is that we've done, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And or if you'd like to jump over, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles over there every day, combating the lies in the mainstream media. And we are fighting uphill, friends, concerning the big tech companies today, let me tell you. But with that said, we are doing our best to get the information out to you, just like the Sons of Liberty did back in 1772, concerning the Committee of Correspondence. They kept the colonies awake to what was going on. Concerning the tyrant across the pond, well, we're keeping the colonies awake and the states awake throughout the United States of America, because we're broadcasting into over 130 different cities in America, as well as 53 countries abroad. So if you want to check us out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, join us on live chat, have our faithful friends over there. Hello, everybody over there that are joining me today. I appreciate every single one of you. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Go to the front page and click us on, join us on live chat. Again, if you want to call in at any time, you can do that as well. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, what I want to do, friends, I want to jump over to part two of this and get to audio. I want to play some audio here of Bill Gates. It's about a minute and one second, actually, and it's interesting to note the mainstream media is useful idiots teeing it up for Bill to ask the questions that were all scripted, friends. He knew exactly what they were going to ask him. And notice there's no opposition here whatsoever. And I want you to pay attention carefully as to what Bill Gates had to say as to who the responsible party is concerning dead children across the globe today. Check this out.
There's been a lot of scrutiny of vaccines recently, specifically childhood vaccines. There's been a lot of news about, is there a connection with autism, for example? What do you make of all that? Dr. Wakefield wrote a paper about this saying that he thought there was a connection. And there was lower vaccination rates as a result for a period of time in Britain than the United States. What are your thoughts?
Well, Dr. Wakefield has been shown used absolutely fraudulent data. He had a financial interest in some lawsuits. He created a fake paper. The journal allowed it to run. All the other studies were done, showed no connection
Listen
whatsoever,
carefully.
Again and again and again. And so it's an absolute lie that has killed thousands of kids, because the mothers who heard that lie, many of them didn't have their kids take either pertussis or measles vaccine, and their children are dead today. And so, you know, the people who go and engage in those anti-vaccine efforts, you know, they kill children. It's a very sad thing, because these vaccines are important.
These vaccines are important, and guess who's selling them to you, friends? Billy Bob Gates. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I got a lot of audio to get through today because I want to play catch up from Saturday, but I want to go back to this again, and I want you to listen carefully so I can tee this up, friends, okay? Bill Gates being teed up by a mainstream media's useful idiot. In the process of doing this, friends, he's being asked questions only to give the answers that fit the questions. So they were pre-scripted. You have to know this, right? And, of course, it's none other than CNN, you know, Communist Network News, doing just his biddings because he's willing to pay for them, and they're willing to sell their souls for 30 pieces of silver, Luke 22:48. And it's exactly what they've done, and they're willing to throw everybody else into the same hole that they themselves are digging, okay? But what I want you to pay attention to is the fact that Bill Gates says, listen carefully, those who engage in anti-vaccine efforts, okay, they kill children. Okay, I'm going to tee this up for you. I'm going to play this audio for you. And after that, I'm going to come back and then I'm going to ask you the question, have you ever taken the time to know what's in these vaccines? It's horrendous. Okay, let's go to Bill Gates first and foremost. Check this out.
There's been a lot of scrutiny of vaccines recently, specifically childhood vaccines. There's been a lot of news about, is there a connection with autism, for example? What do you make of all that? Dr. Wakefield wrote a paper about this saying that he thought there was a connection. And there was lower vaccination rates as a result for a period of time in Britain than the United States. What are your thoughts?
Well, Dr. Wakefield has been shown used absolutely fraudulent data. He had a financial interest in some lawsuits. He created a fake paper. The journal allowed it to run. All the other studies were done, showed no connection whatsoever, again and again and again. And so it's an absolute lie that has killed thousands of kids, because the mothers who heard that lie, many of them didn't have their kids take either pertussis or measles vaccine, and their children are dead today. And so, you know, the people who go and engage in those anti-vaccine efforts, you know, they kill children. It's a very sad thing because these vaccines are
important. He said it chuckling, by the way, with a smile on his face, just for the record, friends. I believe he realized what he said, and he had to play it off, and it's exactly what he did. So Bill Gates is talking about this other doctor as being a fraud. Again, to the new listener, ask yourself the question, since when did Bill Gates ever become a licensed doctor? Furthermore, when has he ever been elected to a position in our government? He never has. So why are people afraid of him? Why would this useful idiot ask him the question as if to suggest that he is a licensed doctor, as if to suggest that he is some sort of elected representative in the United States government, which he is not? Folks, you got to begin to think here, okay? This is all special interest groups. So let's ask the next question because it's important, and it's one that we must all beg. Okay, so Bill Gates says those who engage in anti-vaccine efforts, they're the ones that are responsible for killing children. I want to go back to the presupposition that God is, and when you read Leviticus 19:19, it says that we're not to mix blood. We're not to mix seed in any sense of the word, okay? And life is in the blood, and guess where they want to get to? They want to get to the bloodstream because they want to poison the bloodstream. That's how sick in the mind these people really are. Just again, for the record. But have you ever taken the time to know what's in vaccinations, as to know why parents all across the globe are saying no to vaccinations? Here, this may help. This is a woman, friends, and I got to tell you, when you're watching it, I don't know why it's so heavy, but it is. And obviously, the content in the video will help you understand a little more as to why that may be. But I'll tell you what, it's very heartfelt, and it almost breaks you. It really honestly does. So check this out, and this woman will tell you exactly what's in vaccinations by their name.
It's to know that more than 23 vaccines contain cells, cellular debris, protein, and DNA from aborted babies. Someone who chooses to vaccinate might say, but they only use cell lines from two aborted babies in the vaccines. Many more babies were aborted and dissected in the process of obtaining the perfect strain. In fact, aborted babies are being used every day to create new cell lines for more vaccines. So who are these babies who never received a name and are only known by a scientific reference? PERC6 came from a healthy 18-week-old baby. This strain is being used to develop adenovirus, Ebola, influenza, malaria, tuberculosis, and HIV vaccines.
Yeah.
Developers call it a human designer cell, but what they really mean is aborted baby cells. The HEK293 cell line is derived from the kidneys of a healthy aborted fetus and is being used to develop new influenza vaccines. IMR90 cell line is a 16-week-old female aborted baby, and IMR91 came from a male aborted baby. Both were created for vaccine production and functional references. WI38, a 16-week-old female baby who was aborted in Sweden because the parents felt they had too many children. The baby was packed on ice and sent to the United States where it was dissected. The use of WI38 cells is a lucrative, money-making business. WI1 through WI25 cell strains were derived from the lung, skin, muscle, kidney, heart, thyroid, thymus, and liver of 21 separate elective abortions.
Wow.
WI44 was derived from the lung of a 3-month-old surgically aborted fetus. MCR5 cell line was derived from the lung tissue of a 14-week-old male.
Huh.
80 elective abortions were involved in the research and final production of the current rubella vaccine.
Huh.
21 from the original WI1 through WI26 fetal cell lines that failed, plus WI38 itself, and 67 from the attempts to isolate the rubella virus. Despite what you've been told, aborted body parts are in your vaccinations, and it says so right in the package inserts. You might ask what the human safety studies on the effects of aborted fetal DNA cells and proteins in the vaccines are. The answer is zero. But there is research that shows that the mixing of DNA is a huge no-no.
Exactly.
What are we doing? There is no religious justification that makes it even remotely okay to play operation with an aborted baby, let alone inject our children with foreign DNA that has the propensity to cause all sorts of medical conditions. I hope you can see the need to keep all exemptions intact and remove this wording of limiting exemptions from your legislative agenda.
Wow. That's interesting. I don't know, maybe, I don't know, does this help you understand as to why people in the countries on the globe are refusing vaccinations because they understand where they're coming from? I mean, what's also interesting to know, friends, is when you put the two together, here you have Billy Bob Gates calling another doctor, exposing him for who he is as being fraudulent. And yet, when I do my homework, again, I can go back and I can just study Bill just a little bit to understand this demented human being, this reprobate. I, again, this is the guy that said, there's too many people on the planet. He said there's 6.8 billion people. And he said that's headed up to about 9 billion. If we do a really great job on vaccines, he said, healthcare, reproductive health services, Planned Parenthood, he said we could lower that by perhaps 10 to 15%. Wait a second, if we're doing a really good job on vaccinations, we would save lives. We wouldn't lose lives, but good to Bill is the destruction of human life. He said if we do a really great job on vaccines, folks, and on health care and reproductive health services, Planned Parenthood, his daddy used to run the operation for those that didn't know. He said we could lower that by perhaps 10 to 15%. This is good to Bill. This is good to depopulate the planet. Do you understand his definition of good, friends? Good to him is not good to me and you. You know what else begs the question here is I wonder if Bill would be interested in doing, I don't know, an interview on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and just ask him those simple questions as to why are you the go-to guy when it comes to vaccinations? You know, I mean, again, we understand you wanted to populate the planet. We understand your daddy used to run Planned Parenthood. That helped form your ideals in depopulating the planet, right? The apple doesn't fall too far from the wicked tree, does it, John 8:44? No, because there's no truth in these devils. That's what people need to understand. I just seen someone on live chat say that people are now calling Dr. Fauci Dr. Evil. Well, let me tell you something, brother from another mother. It better go a lot further than name-calling because they're talking about mass depopulation on the globe. Well, you're making fun of him, okay? The joke's on you, not on them. It needs to go much further than just calling people names. Believe me, this isn't a game. Okay, this is a game of life, if you want to call it that. And someone's going to lose their life if they don't deal with criminals at large. You know, what else begs the question, at least to me, is I wonder why Bill and Melinda and his children, I wonder if they take vaccinations. Probably not. And if they don't, I would ask the question to Bill, why does this, like so many other things, like the political world and the politicians, you know, WWF at its very worst, why is it that they create these laws that apply to all of us that they work for, mysteriously, and yet they don't have to tell us where they got their delegated authority from, and to take it another step, it's interesting how it never applies to them. I mean, you just seen recently about this whole mask mandate in Washington, D.C. We did a show on it. Well, the mayor came in and said, listen, it doesn't apply to any of us. It just applies to you. And then we found out Nancy Pelosi, once again, this witch, she gets busted, what? Behind closed doors with the cameras off. What does she do? She plays the real person, right? It applies to you and me, but it doesn't apply to them. Friends, when are you going to wake up to what's going on with this and deal with these people? Because I'm about as blue in the face as I possibly can be trying to convince people as to what's going on right in front of their eyes. Okay? Read Jeremiah 5:21. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back. I'm going to play a deposition to a doctor that's under sworn oath to tell you what's in vaccinations as well. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the prospects of a coronavirus vaccine are looking up.
Under my leadership, we'll produce a vaccine in record time. Biden and his very liberal running mate, the most liberal person in Congress, by the way, is not a competent person, in my opinion, would destroy this country and would destroy this economy.
And regarding the comments made by Democratic vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris over the weekend regarding a vaccine, the president says,
should immediately apologize for the reckless anti-vaccine rhetoric that they are talking right now, talking about endangering lives, and it undermines science.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden spending his Labor Day in the Keystone State of Pennsylvania. Biden meeting with AFL-CIO leaders and members on Monday. This is USA Radio News. Senators Tom Cotton and Kelly Loeffler have introduced the Holding Riders Accountable Act in light of the violence in Democratic-run cities. Loeffler says the bill would hold rioters and district attorneys accountable for their actions, including when they don't prosecute rioters and looters.
Dozens and dozens have been released without being held accountable for burning down businesses, many minority-owned businesses, destroying jobs, livelihoods. We have to hold them accountable.
Loeffler, speaking there on Fox News, did have a group of Black Lives Matter protesters interrupt one of her campaign events. Almost 600,000 vehicles are being recalled by Hyundai and Kia. The recall is due to a brake fluid leak that could lead to a fire in the engine. Hyundai knows of at least 15 fires and Kia is aware of 8, but nobody has been injured. A few of the vehicles included in the recall include the 2015 Kia Sorento and the Hyundai Santa Fe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I just want to address a couple things that are going back and forth on live chat right now, talking about rapture and raptured from responsibility. I just want to tell you guys, you need to get off that doctrine because it's false doctrine, okay? You really do. No one's going to be raptured from responsibility. Nowhere can you find in Scripture where the Lord raised up an army and he took them out before the battle. Doesn't make a bit of sense. Common sense comes into play here. Maybe that's why Jesus used a child as the model of heaven. And if anybody needs or deserves to be raptured, hey, friends, nobody deserved it more than the disciples did. No question about it. There was translation, but there's a difference between that and rapture, okay? Also keep in mind when you go to Matthew 24:36, but of that day and hour no man knoweth, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. We're to occupy till he comes, just for the record, okay? And when you go over to John 17, I want you to listen to this carefully because it destroys false theology from start to finish with this one scripture. You ready for this? Okay. I don't know if I should tell him this. I will. John 17:15. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil one. Maybe that's why we need the armor, which is found in Ephesians 6:12, because we're in a battle. And we're in a battle for the existence of not just a spiritual battle, but also, and first and foremost, that's where it starts, but also a physical battle, right? Which is manifest into the natural by the Spirit. There's a reason we're supposed to put on the whole armor of God, guys. And I'm just trying to tell you, don't waste your time with that false doctrine. And by the way, if you get any of these theologists, these eschatologists, these heretics, have them give me a call and have them take me down in front of everybody concerning rapture, please. I want them to prove the point. I've been waiting for a long time for them to do it. They can't do it because it's not in Scripture. The only thing that they can do is speculate. And we are not to be speculators, friends. We're to live it out in sound doctrine, and sound means without error, okay? Those that talk about the rapture, look at their lifestyles, friends. They bear no fruit except fear. And I'm talking about fear of consequence, not the fear of God in duty in any sense of the word. Just making it clear once again. Also wanted to do this, friends. If you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We've got Steve calling in from Minnesota right now. Hey, what say you, Steve? Haven't heard from you in a while.
No, I've been working too much. I find it interesting that Bill Gates has suckered everybody into becoming a cannibal by just having him use a syringe instead of a spoon. And people are going to, you know, the church gets conned into thinking that all of a sudden it becomes okay to be a cannibal.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, hey, listen, yeah. If you're going to give credibility to a guy like Bill Gates, then you're on your own. But it's amazing to me. We just heard during the break, Donald Trump says, under my leadership, he's so condescending and arrogant, he sickens me to the core, to say the least. But the bottom line, he says, under my leadership, we've already come up with a vaccination. We're going to come up with a vaccination, right? There's all this confusion by design to get people to the point where they don't know if they're coming or going. Read Daniel 9:27. There's confusion because they've forsaken God. And the fact of the matter is, God is not the author of confusion, number one. But the fact of the matter is, it's amazing to me how quick they've come up with a vaccination for this virus that they have yet to prove, Steve.
Well, and they always, it's always the chicanist end to taking the lazy man's way out. You know, it's, a vaccine's like taking a pill that keeps you from exercising. I mean, obviously, you exercise, you lift weights. Lifting weights is good, but tearing a muscle is bad. Getting sick's good, but not healing properly is bad. If we're never sick and we're never exposed to germs, we're going to be weak and vulnerable to everything. So they push this. It's always pushing, doing it the easy way and not the best way. You know, overweight people, diabetes, eating horrible, and they're trying to sucker them into thinking they can be healthy in spite of all that.
Yeah, and what they don't realize is they're the ones creating the problem in the first place, and then they come behind closed doors, and then they play the problem solver. Then they do it publicly. It's like, my goodness, friends. I mean, look at our food line, Steve. I'm just thinking about that as you said it. Look at the ingredients in our food. Look at how bad it is for our health. And yet, you know, yeah. We have the FDA telling us it's okay, it's safe for us, and then we find out after how many people die, it wasn't safe for us. And it's just like, okay, let's go to vaccinations. I just played some audio during the first and second segment. I mean, really, people? I mean, these are coming from aborted babies. They're putting them in vaccinations, and they're telling you it's good for your health, even without properly giving us the results of the studies. And we're talking about a government that lies to us 24/7, and we're talking about the mainstream media that nobody believes, and yet now they're telling us about a virus, and now they're knocking it up to say, now we got a vaccination. If you vote for Donald Trump and under my leadership, we're going to get the right vaccination in your body and heal you. Though we have never, ever properly actually laid out the facts concerning the vaccination, and we did our best to, through the big tech companies, to censor and suppress anybody that dares counter our narrative. I mean, whoa.
Well, and you look at the devil lied to Adam and Eve, and they ended up crossing God and bringing sin into the world. So if the church thinks getting suckered into sinning somehow excuses sinning, how come we're still out of the Garden of Eden? You know, it ain't true. You know, it doesn't matter how you become a cannibal. The witch doctor, you know, in times of old would sucker people into eating human beings. They had all kinds of reasons of claiming you get their power and all this, but I think it's just pushing Satanism. It's just a different version of Satanism.
It is, and they've been doing it for a long time, Steve. They've been doing it through Disney. They've been doing it through Hollywood. They're trying to normalize the unthinkable because people don't understand that these people operate in the unthinkable. They're not like me and you. They weren't raised like me and you. They've never been raised up like me and you. So we've got to understand the source as to where all of this is coming from. And you know what? I to be quite honest with you, Steve, I think you're pretty much zeroed in on the very issue as to what we're dealing with right now, as to what this is all about, because there's much of that information out there through the whistleblowers, both in the FBI, the CIA, and the list goes on concerning what these people do through human sacrifice. It's a different show, and what they mean to do with the leftovers, and I'm talking about the body parts. And this isn't a thing hidden in the corner. By the way, we already know this because we've already given over to a government to sanction the murder of 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day. So what, Steve, you're saying is how far from the truth could it be that these people are really advocating what they're already a part of?
Oh, yeah, I think it, you know, all they needed was a good story, and, you know, the majority of the church joined in. All it was is a good story. It'll be good for your health. And I mean, if we were looking at how things really were, you know, what kind of doctor would grind up a human being and say, hey, let's shove this into a treatment?
Well,
I mean, you know, and look at monkey kidneys, all these things. They're getting you to join yourself with all strange forms of wickedness just by giving you a story. Well, this scientist says it's the smart thing to do.
Exactly. Yeah. And so what is science? It's the study of creation. And then you have the scientist who tries to get rid of God. He says it's okay now to break his commandments. Look, we made a vaccination, and we're telling you that you need to take it to spare your life. So, folks, come on. Again, consider the source as to what's going on here. We don't need to get all technical. We don't need to get all technical about terminologies and all these, you know, these big words that they want to use. The fact of the matter is, if they don't know how to tell the truth, what good are they? Okay, and that's really what we're dealing with right now, are a bunch of people that don't know how to tell the truth, and they want you to be a partaker of their sins on so many different fronts. What I want to do is I want to get over to this. Thanks for the call, Steve, by the way. I want to get over to this deposition. And it's a doctor that's under oath, and he's asked all these questions. You need to listen to the questions, okay? And I'm only going to play about 3.5 minutes of this. But this is just to put a little salt on your tongue so that you might understand that this is the tip of the iceberg concerning what's in these vaccinations, okay? I'm giving you the information that the mainstream media does not want you to have, and it's important that you understand what's in these vaccinations before you submit to a government that doesn't want to tell the truth. It's important that you do that for your sake and for your children's sake, just again for the record. Now listen to this deposition. Go ahead and play that, Judah, for the people to hear.
Oh, yes, influenza.
Do any vaccines contain gelatin from pigs?
Yes.
Gelatin from pigs.
Do any vaccines in the childhood vaccine schedule contain human albumin?
Oh, yes.
Listen to this.
What is human albumin?
Human albumin is part of human serum. It's part of the blood that is liquid.
That could be problematic, right?
Well, it could be. I mean, if the individual is not healthy.
Or if maybe some of the human blood components bind to some of the aluminum and develop antibodies, self-antibodies, correct?
If they develop antibodies against a serum component, that would not be good.
Do any vaccines on the childhood vaccine schedule contain MRC5 human diploid cells?
Yes. Rubella, varicella, hepatitis A.
What are MRC5 cells?
They are human fibroblast cell strain.
In the vaccine,
they're created by taking fetal tissue and from a particular fetus that was aborted by maternal choice, and the cells, the so-called fibroblast cells, were cultivated.
Do any vaccines on the childhood vaccine schedule contain WI-38 human diploid lung fibroblasts?
Well, they used to, but I don't think anything is made in those cells anymore.
If you could turn to page 3 for MMR and MMRV. Do you see that within the ingredient list that lists WI-38 human diploid?
Folks, I mean, listen to this. I'll come back to this. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Hey, folks, I want to just kind of run this by you really quick. Do you guys remember Mengele? They call him Mengele. They called him the Angel of Death, Joseph Mengele, or Mengele. Do you realize that under Adolf Hitler's regime, he was an SS officer too, by the way, and after the war he was hunted down. They called him the Nazi Hunters. They hunted down Mengele. For what? His crimes against the people. What you're listening to right now is audio. You've been desensitized to accept this garbage. What you're hearing today coming from these doctors during deposition that have to tell you the truth because they're under sworn oath, this is the same exact thing that the Nazis did to the Jews, to the Gypsies, and to the dissidents. Just so you know. Okay, I've said this before. It's interesting how the American people, for those that know the difference, look at a guy like Adolf Hitler as a bad, bad man. Was he? Oh, no question about it. He was. And I'm sure he understands that now, after the fact. But do you realize there was 12 million Jews, Gypsies, and dissidents that were slaughtered, and he never pulled the trigger? By the way, his accomplices did. Those that were in his government that said they were just doing their job. Do you realize that the American people have now become accomplices to that of a government that sanctions 3,000 to 4,000 murders of innocent babies in the womb today? Doing the exact same thing, times what? Times six of what the Gestapo did and the SS officers did. The American people are responsible for that. You say that that's way out there. No, it's not. It's the same exact thing. They're experimenting on babies. The American people have given themselves over to be accomplices in the murder of the innocent by not standing up against it, by not putting an end to it. You're six times worse, America, for what you've tolerated in this country concerning the Germans under Adolf Hitler. I want you to think about that. Because as we're listening to this deposition right now, I want you to think about it. This is Stanley Plotkin, MD. He's widely recognized as a leading authority in vaccinology. What is he telling you? He's telling you that there's animal blood, there's human blood, there's human body parts in these vaccinations. We started off the show, if you're just joining us, with Bill Gates saying those who engage in anti-vaccination efforts, you know, like what I'm sharing with you right now, this is why people are staying away from vaccinations. Bill Gates wants you to believe that those that actually expose vaccinations for what they are, he said they're responsible for killing the children, yet he's the one that wants to depopulate the world, and he's the one that's selling you the virus as well as selling you the vaccinations, friends. People, you need to wake up as to where we're at. You need to know, like the sons of Issachar knew the times, you need to know what's going on in your community. I don't care how busy you say you are. I'm times that 10. I can almost promise you that. Bill Gates, those who engage in anti-vaccine efforts, they kill children. The fact of the matter is we're listening to doctors tell us what's in the vaccinations. And it's interesting to note that Bill Gates and his papa and American government today are responsible for killing up to 60 million babies in the womb, finding out that they're the ones killing babies, right? Producing studies through body parts, and then they're putting them in vaccinations, and then they're testing them on American population as well as on a global population. Do you want the definition of criminal yet, America? Because we're here. And now the American people, especially those listening to or following a Donald Trump and his criminal administration, he's a globalist. By the way, we're going to have Dr. June Knight on, who used to be a former White House correspondent on the radio, hopefully this week. And when we get her on the radio program, you're going to hear from her firsthand as to how he was behind closed doors and how he was in front of the people. Because there are always two different stories. And I said, I've been preaching that for years since he's been in office. That's exactly who he is. But he's the one telling you now he's got a vaccination. Under his leadership, they got a vaccination. Wait a second, Mr. Criminal President. You haven't proven the virus yet. And look at the people that you're using. And you stand by them. You've given them an open platform. Only to find out that doctors are telling us how many babies have been killed for vaccinations. Naming them, telling us how old they were. This is insanity, America. This is insanity. The first audio that you heard was SRHD Board of Directors meeting. And this was an input, and I believe it was from Spokane, Washington Region Health District. Okay? The next one I have right in front of me right now, and I'm going to play some more of this for you right now in ending the show. Stanley Plotkin, an MD, during a deposition, under sworn oath, telling the American people, telling people on a global scale, exactly what vaccinations are made out of. Okay? He's widely recognized as a leading authority in vaccinology. Let's listen on, friends. This is why, again, the American people are saying no to vaccinations. And I want to tell you, those that are listening, those that are watching, you need to take this show and you need to download the podcast, or you need to bring them over to YouTube, and you need to send it over to your friends so they can hear what's in vaccinations, so they can hear all of their Donald Trump supporters, so they can hear what Donald Trump is advocating for, friends. Because it's not just certain vaccinations, friends. We're seeing that this is blended in with all. Why? Because I believe what Steve said, folks. They're just trying to get us to be a part of what they're already guilty of on so many different fronts. And that's what the devil likes to do, doesn't he? Yep, he does. Let's listen to more of this deposition.
That human DNA in vaccines is typically purposely fragmented.
Yes, purposely fragmented.
Mostly for theoretical reasons, doesn't want to put DNA into intact DNA into vaccines.
These fetuses were
all 3 months or older when aborted, correct?
Yes.
3 months or older.
What organs did you harvest from these fetuses?
Harvest.
Well, I didn't personally harvest any, but a whole range of tissues were harvested by co-workers.
Okay. And these pieces were then cut up into little pieces, right?
Yes.
Baby. And they were cultured?
Yes.
Okay. Some of the pieces of the fetuses were pituitary gland that were chopped up into pieces. To,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Included the lung of the fetuses?
Yes.
Okay. Included the skin?
Yes.
Kidney?
Yes.
Listen to this.
Spleen?
Yes.
Heart?
Yes.
And tongue?
I don't recall, but yeah, probably yes.
Listen.
Are you aware that one of the objections to vaccination by the plaintiff in this case is the inclusion of aborted fetal tissue in the development of vaccines and the fact that it's actually part of the ingredients of vaccines?
Yeah, I'm aware of those objections.
Okay. Are you an atheist?
Yes.
When you were a child, what vaccines
He's
did you
an
receive?
Atheist.
Diphtheria. In childhood, I think it was probably only diphtheria.
Only diphtheria.
Only diphtheria.
That's amazing, friends. Only an atheist could do such a thing. And who's attacking our Christian heritage more than our government, friends? Nobody. There's new information coming out right now, friends, where they want to remove some of our landmarks. They want to remove the history so you don't know your history. Right? And what is that attack on, friends? History. His-story. God's story. The testimony of our forefathers. What it took to give them what we have today. Why is our Declaration of Independence under attack? Why is it our founding history? Why is it that it's not taught in public schools? Why is it that our Constitution's not being taught? Why is it that our said politicians in U.S. government that are tolerated by the American people, how is it that it's become so foreign that our forefathers would look at it and say, folks, this isn't our Constitution. These people are acting in a foreign manner to the Constitution in which we established over 244 years ago. Folks, what's under attack in public schools? Christianity. What's been under attack? For decades in this country, Christianity. Why? Because they want to be God. Why was it used? Why did it used to be illegal to preach or teach? I'm sorry, evolution in public schools. Because they seen in recent history, namely Adolf Hitler, they know that dictators, what they want to do is remove God, and they want to put themselves in the place of God. Isaiah 14. Read it when you get a moment, because it's exactly what we're seeing today in America. It's been going on for a long time in America today. Why is Christianity under attack, friends? And who is Christianity under attack by? Atheists. And what is atheism, friends? That precedes communism, and communism precedes atheism. They need to read Psalm 14. Common sense comes into play. The fool has said in his heart that there is no God. Folks, you're dealing with dangerous people. Was Mao Zedong an atheist? Yep. Was Joseph Stalin an atheist? Yep. Oh, until they died and met their maker, then they understood. Right? It's interesting how they spend their whole lives warring against the God they say doesn't exist, isn't it? That's rather hypocritical, but it's rather telling as well. Love you by what we do. We got you the audio. Thank you for joining me today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1 John 3:18.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.